This piece by Jeremy Cost is a unique Polaroid collage measuring 32 inches in length and 39 and a half inches down. It is entitled She Works Hard for the Money. The piece is composed of almost 100 3-inch Polaroid photographs, layered on top of one another at different angles, depicting a man in drag in front of a painted wall. The figure is represented three times, in the same clothing, in different thirds of the picture plane. The feet are in the bottom Polaroid photos and the heads are shown above halfway, leaving the background wall and the top of the building to occupy the rest of the collage. The photos do not span across the entire frame, however, and there is about an inch or two of white backing between the edge of the photographs and the frame. The collage takes on a three-dimensionality with the shadow cast by the jagged edges caused by the light above. This makes the collage appear to be floating within the frame. The piece as a whole registers as on the verge of photographic cubism, with multiple shots of varying angles around the figure's face, and more distant shots of the figure's legs, making them appear disproportionately small on the body. The figure in each of the poses is wearing red open-toed high heels with the straps made of red and yellow boa feathers. The figure is in fishnet stockings and a unitard composed of large circular sequins. Cuffing the legs and the top, the sequins are silver, with maroon sequins on the bottom half and gold sequins on the top, separated by a belt of turquoise. Over this unitard, the figure wears a red leather jacket with golden spikes on the shoulders. But the iteration of the figure on the right is holding this leather jacket in her hand, revealing the black straps that hold the unitard up. The figure is wearing a large golden necklace made up of round thick beads that cover a significant portion of his exposed chest. The figure has a large dimple in his chin, large lip-loss lips, and heavy eye makeup. The blue eye makeup extends upwards from the eye and past the eyebrows. The figure has long, messy blonde hair, most likely a wig, that is reminiscent of 80s metal bands. The setting for the collage is deceiving because with multiple angles, it is hard to determine the layout of the visual space. There is a metal machine of some sort behind the figure and a sign to his left, although what it says is also hard to determine. There's a tree on the right side of the wall, and behind that we see the edges of a sidewalk and the street. The wall behind the figure has a faded mural on it which depicts curvaceous women in heels bending over or grasping a stripper pole. The poses of the figure echo the poses of the women behind him. Above the mural, a tan building rises to its roof, revealing a dark blue sky. The effect of visual multiplication is apparent as we see several shadows for a ladder, but we cannot see the source. The effect of the piece's multi-layered imagery is that of a complex visual construction, denoting separations in spatiality and temporality not usually revealed within a single photograph.